Good evening, everyone. Today is the 16th of October, Saturday evening. It's about a little after 6 o'clock in the evening. We're probably going to be cutting back way on our broadcasts the next couple weeks. We need a respite, so we're going to be taking a little trip. And so we're going to be out of the loop, so we thought we'd do this evening as kind of a adios for a couple weeks. We're sorely needing a little getaway. Been caught on input overload. We're going to sing three hymns, and then we're going to make some comments, and then we're going to say goodbye for a while. I'll turn the camera around. The first one requested by Mark is page 381.
386. I'm sorry. Make it clear, that's okay. Same 381 if you want. Sorry, it's a 386. I guess that's fine.
386?
That's what you want to say.
Oh, okay. Well, it says 381 on here, so 386 is fine with me. I don't really know that one, but you guys go ahead.
Okay. 381, I guess. Yes.
386, go ahead.
Really? Patient for the Lord, who bowed to hear my cry. He made me rest upon his word. He brought salvation nigh. He raised me from a horrid pit, where morning long I lay, and from my bonds released my feet, deep bonds of miry clay. On a rock he made me sit, and taught my cheerful tongue to praise the wonders of his hands in a new thankful song. I'll spread his words of grace abroad. The saints with joy shall hear, till I was brought to trust in God, my only hope and fear.
Rosetta's selected 329. When
overwhelmed with doubts and fears, pray God, do thou my spirit cheer. Let not mine eyes with tears be fed, but to the rock of ages led. When storms of sin and sorrow beat, lead me to this divine retreat. Thy perfect righteousness and blood, my rock, my fortress, and my God. When guilt lies heavy on my soul, and waves of fierce temptation roll, I'll to the rock for shelter flee, and take my refuge, Lord, in thee. When call the veil of death to tread, then to this rock may I be led. Nor fear to cross that gloomy sea, since thou hast tasted death for me.
Okay, well, the last one that we'll sing is 113. Either 112 or 113. I'm not sure which one it is that we sing. Do you know which one? 112. 112. From
every stormy wind that blows from every swelling tide of woes. There is a calm, a sure retreat. 'Tis found beneath the mercy seat. 'Tis found beneath the mercy seat. There is a place where Jesus sheds the oil of gladness on our heads. A place all on earth most sweet is the blood-bought mercy seat. It is the blood-bought mercy seat. There is a scene where spirits live, where friends hold fellowship with friends, those sundered far by faith they meet, around one common mercy seat, around one common mercy seat. Oh, whither could we flee for aid, with a tempted desolate dismayed, or how the host of hell defeat, that suffering saints no mercy seat. That suffering saints no mercy seat. There on eagle's wings we soar, and sin and guilt seems there no more. And heaven comes down our souls to greet, and glory crowns the mercy seat. And glory crowns the mercy seat. Oh, let my hand forget or chill, my tongue be silent, cold and still. This bounding heart forget to beat, if I forget the mercy seat. If I forget the mercy seat.
Well, we hope that you all have had a good weekend this weekend. And, we never know what we have to face in life. You know, and I've often said that if I had known in advance what I would have had to face, I would have been all men most miserable. I will say that, even though I'm somewhat miserable at times now. Like I've often said, everything isn't coming up roses. And Christ never said it would be easy. You know, it's not an easy road. Even the roses have thorns. And so we have to realize that in the midst of toil and tribulation and everything else, that God is immutable, is unchangeable. You know, like I've often said, feelings are very fickle, and we can't go by our feelings. If we do, we're in trouble. But we do have a consolation that Christ has won the victory. And so Apostle Paul suffered a lot while he was down here. After persecuting the Christians for years, he became a part of the persecuted instead of the persecutor. In the second epistle of Corinthians, the first chapter, beginning with the third verse, he says, "Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforted us in all our tribulations, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounded by Christ. And whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effectual in the enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer. Or whether We be comforted is for your consolation and salvation, and our hope of you is steadfast. I'm reading in the 2 Corinthians, the first chapter. I'm in the 7th verse.
Said 2 Corinthians what?
The first chapter, and I'm down to the 7th verse. And our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that as you are partakers of the suffering, so shall ye also be of the consolation. For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life. But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God which raiseth the dead, who delivered us from so great a death, and doth deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. Ye also helping together by prayer for us, that for the gift bestowed upon us by the means of many persons, thanks may be given by many on our behalf. For our rejoicing is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, we have had our conversation in the world, and more abundantly to you ward. Well, this is a man who's been the victim of a lot of suffering and persecution. And so, you know, if we're going through any suffering, if we're going through any persecution, if we're going through any trials, then we must realize that there were many before us that have gone through similar things as we look down through history. I've been thinking a lot today about David's son who came against his own father, Absalom, tried to take his kingdom from his own father. And even after the death of his son, David was very, very distraught over the death of his son. Sometimes we have to be distraught over family members as well. All we can do is commit them to the Lord. We cannot do anything to bring about changes in other people. We can't do anything to bring about changes in ourselves. And so we have to realize God has ordained certain things. We don't understand why God ordained Absalom to be the way he was. And we don't understand why God ordained Esau to be a reprobate and Jacob to be one of his elect. But he does say that in his word. And if it weren't for the mercy of God, we would all be reprobate, because we were all born and conceived in sin. You know, I heard someone say recently, well, there are good people and there are bad people on the earth. There are good men and there are bad men. There are good women and there are bad women. Well, that's only partially true, because the Bible says that all men have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All men, not some. And so the only thing we can rest in is in the mercy and grace of God, period. That's it. So that's really all I have to say tonight. This has been a short, very short message. You will be in our prayers. Please keep us in our prayers. And we might come back next Sunday or Saturday night to broadcast another message. But until then, we are going to, by the grace of God, continue to take one day at a time. God bless. Is there a final selection? 341. Blessed hope with her anchor of safety, it points upward and is love. Saying children of sorrow and sadness, there's a home with the blessed above. Blessed hope, sure and steadfast, anchor of the soul, guiding through the veil to the heavenly goal. Oh, repining in sickness and anguish, and the sweetness of friendship is riven. Hope is whispering in anxious of gladness. There's a home with the blessed in heaven. Though the cross may be heavy to carry, though severe be the chastening rod, hope is telling of rest for the weary, and a home with the blessed of God. Blessed hope to our constant companion, ever shield from the chill of despair, pointing upward to mansions of glory, where the Savior has gone to prepare. Blessed hope, sure and steadfast, anchor of the soul, guiding through the veil to the heavenly goal.